Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The voice of God thunders with majesty. The name of the Lord shakes the earth with power and might. His lightning lights up the sky, the heavens from the east to the west to the farthest corners of the earth, and our mouths hang open in awe. God thunders wondrously with his voice, and our hearts tremble within us at the sound of his name. They leap from their place. Great is the name of the Lord of heaven and earth. Who can know him? Who can claim to understand? Who can be wise in his presence? We do not know the paths of our God. How can we discern his great things and unravel his mysterious ways? The voice of God thunders in majesty. And at the sound of his name, we cower in his presence. We want to be with him, but we are fearful of his holiness. We desire to walk with him, but we are terrified of his embrace. We long to be in the courts of our God, but his voice melts our hearts within us. His name, too mighty. How can we live, breathe, and have our being in the presence of our God if we cannot bear up under his majesty, if we do not and cannot speak his name in all righteousness? The voice of God thunders. See what he has done. Look and see what the Lord has done. Is not his name marvelous in our eyes? He whose voice shakes the very foundations of the earth, he who lights up the heavens from east to west with his righteousness, he has reached out to save his people. He has cut a stone from his very own heart and sent him into our world. The stone rejected and despised by man and raised upon a tree. The stone the builder rejected has become the cornerstone, the rock of our salvation. And blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth and all within. Blessed be the name of the Lord who spoke forth creation with his mighty word and spoke forth new creation with his only begotten word. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. For he has accomplished a mightiest redemption. He has rescued, he has restored, and blessed be you. For he has poured out his holiness upon you that you might be holy even as he is holy. Though the ways of the Lord are mysterious and the sound of his voice awesome and fearful, we fear not. We fear not because he chose to dwell with us that we might dwell forever with him. Whether for correction or for his land or for love, he causes it to happen. Whether for rebuke or restoring or training in righteousness, the holy word, the holy name of God shines his light upon us. He endures forever. He has made his light to shine upon us that we might be granted peace. He gives us reason for rejoicing and cause for thanksgiving. We extol his holy name. Salvation unto us has come. The stone, the rock of our salvation, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior of the nations, lives, and he reigns. The voice of God thunders with majesty. The name of the Lord shakes the earth with power and might, and we rejoice. The Holy One has come. The rejected stone now reigns as a cornerstone of his church forevermore, and we give thanks. Indeed, give thanks. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Amen.